Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Penny Peep Show.
This is a tale of the high seas, of ships sunk, of lives lost, and of vengeance sworn. This is the story of the Pirate Queen.
Come gather up, lads, and I'll tell ye a tale of the most fearsome pirate to ever set sail.
The sound of her name makes a sailor go pale,
for she is the Pirate Queen.
Her throne is a ship from which she seeks her glory.
She leaves no survivors, but many a story.
Don't you cross her path or your end will be gory. She's vicious, the Pirate Queen.
Morning, Commodore, good sir. You got the Governor's summons as well?
Indeed, Commodore Parrot. A note delivered first thing. It must be serious.
It better be serious enough to justify interrupting my breakfast.
If we don't keep the Governor happy, then he'll be interrupting our careers.
There's more important things than our careers.
Name one.
My breakfast.
Get it together, Parrot. Think of the breakfast you can have when you're Governor of your own colony.
Good sir, Parrot, get in here.
Coming,
right
sir.
Away, sir. Good morning, sir.
You're looking well, sir. Did you do something different with your hair?
I didn't invite you here to make idle chatter, good sir.
That's just a fringe benefit, sir.
My ship returned to port last night. I want an update.
Which ship?
The Behemoth Bitch. Hull painted black. Sails under no flag. Hunts pirates under the cover of night. Am I ringing any bells? Are there any bells in there to ring?
There are bells.
No Pirate Queen as of yet, Governor.
I built that ship for one purpose. Allied myself with that captain under a promise to bring me the Pirate Queen.
It'll happen, Governor. Just a wee bit more patience required.
I'm done being patient.
Just a scotch more, a squeeze of lemon patience over the mad salad that is your passion for vengeance.
We have a crew, Governor. It's a matter of time before the Pirate Queen makes an appearance.
And what'll we do when she does?
We've kept the wild horses and hot pokers on retainer.
I mean when she arrives.
The wild horses?
The hot pokers?
Listen to what I'm saying, you imbeciles. How are you intending to stop the Pirate Queen when she gets here? What's to stop any ship from sailing in and dropping anchor in Port Henry?
We are fully docked in Port Henry, Captain. Sailed in, dropped anchor, no trouble whatsoever.
Pleased to hear it, Lottie.
However, I did catch this sailor that I'm prodding with my pistol.
Ow!
Who thought he was being clever, trying to sneak off. I spared his life, because killing him above deck would have attracted too much attention.
Well done on self-moderating, lass.
Now that we're below deck...
Lottie, there's no call for mindless violence.
There never is, Captain. That's what makes it mindless.
Captain Smeets has been nothing but obliging getting us all the way to Port Henry. It would be a shame to sour a budding working relationship with murder.
Working relationship?
That's right, Captain Smeets. I, a pirate, have threatened you with my pistol and you've done everything I've said. I call that a successful collaboration. Don't you agree?
Of course, I definitely agree. And not just because you've got a pistol pointed at me.
I'd appreciate you letting your lad lads know not to make any further escape attempts.
Of course. Caldwell?
Aye, Captain Smeet.
Be a good lad and make no further escape attempts.
Aye, Captain Smeet.
Now, Lottie and I are going to be heading up to the fort in port and rescuing our lads. What we want from you, Captain Smeet, is to hang about so that when we come tearing out from said fort, we'll have a ship to flee Port Henry on. How's that sound?
Sounds great.
Good, because we don't want no trouble with you.
She said, holding a pistol.
If I wanted you dead, wouldn't you already be that? Dead, I mean.
Good point, yes.
Do you take my meaning, or are you agreeing because I'm holding a pistol?
I will agree with whatever you say because you are holding a pistol.
I'm saying that we ain't in the hurtin' for no reason mood.
Some of us, anyway.
So you've no reason to leave us behind, do you, Captain Smeet?
No.
So's we can rely on you?
Yes.
And you'll be here when we return?
Definitely. We definitely will be. Definitely.
I am holding a pistol. Don't you be sassing with me.
I wouldn't be sassing with you. I'm not a sassy person. Also, you are holding a pistol.
So you'll give your word that you'll stay. A man's word is his bond. I don't care for a man that breaks his word.
You probably point your pistol at him.
Why don't we take this priest with us as a hostage?
There's no need for that.
Is there need for that, Lottie?
No, there's no need.
Pipe down, father lad.
Who knows when a priest might come in handy, Captain? What with future husbands hanging in the balance.
You don't have to marry Mr. Boone on the spot, Lottie.
And if this ship leaves without us, we can kill the priest.
I don't know how I feel about killing a priest, Lottie.
Thank the Lord.
I'd do the actual killing.
Then I suppose that's a good idea.
That's no fair.
Stay out of this, father lad.
Captain Smeet, say something.
Stay out of this, father.
Captain Smeet, will you stay in port if we take this priest with us under threat of death if you leave without us?
Yes. No, yes. Definitely. We'll definitely stay in port. I'll even give you my word. You know what they say? A man's word is his bond.
I told you that.
I, of course, wouldn't want this priest to get shot. And as you pointed out, you are holding a pistol.
All right, hogtie the lot of them.
Damn.
Couldn't they have done a better job at lying?
Shut up, father lad.
And, Captain, may we take the priest?
And we'll take the priest as collateral.
Damn.
Ashore! And look, there's the fort of Port Henry, looming above us on that cliff. That's where all our lads are.
I can't wait to wrap my arms around Mr. Boone again, Captain.
I can't wait to wrap my arms around Robbie Lad, and then around the whole damn crew. Now, Father Lad, I know we can count on you to behave yourself.
Because you're a snivelling coward.
I don't know, they're not wanting to get shot makes me a snivelling coward.
Are you not a snivelling coward?
No, you're right, I'm a coward.
Lottie, take your pistol out of that priest's mouth. You'll attract the wrong sort of attention.
Aye, Captain. Oh,
sweet mercy, bless.
But just you behave, father lad, or Lottie will gun you down and then prance around in your blood like a maiden round a maypole.
Good times, Captain.
God protect me.
Cheer up, father lad. Can't go round looking sad and miserable every time you get accosted at gunpoint by pirates.
What were you expecting, coming to the Caribbean and being provocatively defenseless?
I didn't want to come to the Caribbean. I'm on a mission, I told you.
And so are we. And before we begin, I think we need to address the fact that we can't keep calling you father lad. Names is important. So, what's your name?
Father McGill.
I'm not calling someone younger than me father. What's your name proper?
Gilbert.
Gilbert. Gilbert McGill.
People who don't call me father call me Gil.
You want people to call you Gil McGill?
My granny used to.
Was your granny a sadist?
Don't be smirching grannies, Lottie. Instead, think about how we're getting into that fort.
I'm putting my vote to murdering everyone.
You can't do that.
You're on the right side of history, Gil McGill. The only safe place to be once Lottie starts firing her pistol is behind her.
Because I love to shoot, but I'm horribly inaccurate.
More than a few buckshot backsides aboard the Fat Wench.
Good times, Captain.
Oh, your bloodlust is gonna get us in trouble someday, lass. Now, let's get to work.
Hang about, ladies.
Afternoon, ladies.
Captain, don't we know these two?
We're just a couple of card-carrying girls from the Wench Strumpet and Saucy Maiden Union.
Why don't you come along with us, Father? We'll show you where we carry our cards. I'm implying my genitals.
We ain't on the job, girls. We're pirates and this priest here is our hostage.
Wouldn't they mind getting rescued if that's part of union duties?
We union girls avoid getting tangled up in pirate business.
But if you want me to show you my membership card, that's always on offer.
Could you show it to me in the presence of the authorities?
Grapes is extra.
Cut that out, Gil McGill.
Stop trying trying to spread discord between the Wench Union and the Pirate Union.
Ain't no Pirate Union. More's the pity. We give good discounts to fellow card carriers.
Even give them a sneak peek of where I carry my card.
Enough of that, Molly.
I've established it as part of my repartee now, Lizzie.
Let's go, Captain. I've had enough of saucy maidens and I'm ready to have Benny back.
Agreed, Lottie. To the gates.
Good luck getting past them guards. Being very protective of who they let in these days. Dubious looking women.
Who don't carry a card.
We're having a rough time getting through them gates.
I'm not afeard of no guards.
You should be afeard of bureaucracy.
That's why you should consider union membership. Tame the rabid beast of bureaucracy.
Sorry, wenches, but we must away. To the guardhouse.
Aye, Captain.
Help me.
Good luck.
And let us know when you're done with that priest. Oh.
Why'd you make that noise? What's wrong with you?
Dislodged my card, didn't I?
You may be right about ships sailing in, Governor.
But isn't that the point? Don't we want the Pirate Queen to come here?
Precisely. And when she does, we'll have her.
How?
In so many ways, Governor.
Name one.
Oh, there's a guardhouse at the front gate. We've given them specific instructions.
And staffed it with our sharpest of soldiers. I'd like to see the Pirate Queen negotiate around them.
So, you want entry into Port Henry?
That's right. Just a couple of lasses and a priest.
Two lasses and one terrified priest?
Make trouble for us, Gilbert, and I'll take it as a motion of readiness for the afterlife.
Oh. No knives, Lottie. We're being discreet. Give it to me.
Aye, Captain.
So, a normal collection of people want an entry into Port Henry. That all right with you, Guard?
You can call me Guard One.
Guard One. Your name is Guard One.
Guard Juan. It's Spanish or something.
So, how about it, Guard One? Let a couple of lasses in?
The terrified priest?
What did I say, Gilbert?
I'm sorry.
What did I say, Lottie? Give me that second knife.
Aye, Captain.
So, Guard One, if you could just lift that there portcullis.
I'll have to check.
You have to check with a bit of paper.
Modern guarding is all about checking bits of paper sent to you from on high. Here we go. When confronted by a woman seeking entry into Port Henry, perform an assessment based on the following criteria. Bracket, read the following to yourself, bracket.
I don't think we're meant to hear this.
Don't interrupt, terrified priest. Option the first. Is the woman in front of you a card-carrying member of the Wench, Strumpet and Saucy Maiden Union? Well?
We are not.
If the woman states that she is, cite said card. Bracket, if she states it's in her genitals, tell her that the guardhouse is no place for that kind of repartee. Bracket. Option the second. Is the woman in front of you suspicious? Suspicious can be recognised, but is not limited to dress, language, demeanour, fullness of bosom, redness of hair, and or any other characteristics that you would otherwise identify as being piratical.
Captain!
Almost there. If the woman in front of you seeking entry into Port Henry has been identified as suspicious, then you are to immediately take her into custody and notify the governor's office. You heard the bit of paper, ladies? I have to take you into custody.
Time to make some more good times, Captain!
Can't murder the whole guardhouse, Lottie.
I can try, Captain!
There must be another way.
But not farther. Suspicious women seeking entry into Port Henry are to be taken into custody. I don't make the bits of paper.
What if we aren't?
Aren't suspicious?
Aren't seeking entry? No entry, no custody?
I mean, sure. Sounds reasonable.
Oh, you're a bright one, Gil McGill.
I just abhor violence.
No one's perfect.
Priest can come in if he likes. He ain't a suspicious woman. Leastways, he don't look like one by the fullness of his bosom.
He's staying with us.
I could just nip inside for a bit.
You're our hostage or you're dead.
Those are your choices.
Please, no.
Come along, Gil McGill. Ta very much, Guard One.
Goodbye.
Help me, Guard One.
Have a good day.
A disappointing start. That guard made it seem easier to get into Port Henry than to visit that hag on that volcano.
How the blazers are we going to get into that town?
You know my answer to that, Captain.
Maybe some sort of plan would help.
We had a plan.
The plan was to show up and see what happened.
It were meticulous.
Well then, Gilbert, what's your suggestion?
I'm a hostage.
Go on.
What do you mean?
Go on with the rest of your plan.
I'm just saying, I'm a hostage. I'm not supposed to help you with your plans.
Oh. He's so uncooperative, Captain.
And yet I'm still uncomfortable with murdering priests.
Oh,
welcome back, lady.
I'll get him past that guardhouse, girl.
Not good, I'm guessing.
After I wish them good luck and all.
There's no need for the facetious smirking, girls.
Tried to warn you, we did. And you ignored us.
Come on, then. What did them guards say?
That we either had to be Union card-carrying wenches or not suspicious.
Girls, what would you say to us borrowing your Union cards for a minute or two?
I don't lend mine out as a rule.
Am I sort of lodged at the minute?
That only leaves one other option.
Do not look suspicious.
What do you mean?
That's what you were going to say, wasn't it?
Lottie was going to suggest a bloodbath. What are you suggesting?
I wasn't suggesting it. I'm a hostage. I'm not supposed to help you.
We've treated you sweetly, haven't we?
No. There's been near constant threats of violence.
I ain't threatened you.
No, you haven't.
Oh, this is my fault, is it? I ought to skin you alive.
Give me the knife, Lottie.
Oh, let me skin him alive, Captain.
Knife. Now, Lottie.
Fine. It's just... stabbing is my coping mechanism, and I've just been having a hard time of late.
And I haven't. I went from Queen of Pirates to some nobody wench with a stolen ship and a single crewmate who can't even get past some ruddy guards. Oh, some queen I'm turning out to be.
Oh, you'll be a queen again, Captain, once we get the lads back.
We'll get the lads back if you stop threatening this bloody priest what's coming up with ideas.
Fine, Captain, for you and Benny.
There, Gilmagill. Does that make it better?
No, I'm still your hostage.
Now, Gilmagill, the sooner we get our mission done, the sooner you can get on with yours. Lottie has promised to be good.
For now.
And I'm asking nicely, what's your idea for getting us into Port Henry?
You need to not look suspicious.
Oh, that's a good idea, that is.
It's a bright one for a priest.
Well done, Gilmagill.
Thanks.
Very cleverly thought of.
Sure.
I'm impressed.
Why is this more threatening than the knives?
What's the rest of your plan, Gilmagill?
He wanted to let me in because I'm a priest. I doubt you could pass for one of those.
Oh, unless you dressed up as a couple of nuns.
That'd probably do it.
But where are we going to find a couple of nun outfits?
You look proper churchy now.
Just a couple of unsuspicious nuns.
God forgive me.
We look perfect, Captain.
Especially now the girls stitched the crotch clothes.
And stitched the back clothes.
And stitched the tits clothes.
God forgive me.
Why did you have a couple of nun outfits lying around?
They were having sex while dressed like nuns.
For a priest.
Oh, God, forgive me.
I feel more limber in a pair of trousers, but if this gets us one step closer to Benny, I shan't complain.
And if them guards put up a fight, we can always rip the crotch open.
Why?
So's we can run away proper.
Oh, get your mind out of the gutter, Father.
Oh, God's not going to forgive me.
Cheers again, girls.
Just bring them back when you're done.
Come along, Gilbert.
Back to the dock then, Molly. Them sailors aren't going to roger themselves up the arse.
As you say, Lizzie.
Why are you walking like that?
You know why?
Oh, Christ alive. Let me trim my fingernails then.
Next.
Go on, Gilmagill.
But I'm a hostage.
Captain.
She's doing it again. She's threatening me.
Hand it over, Lottie. Now get on with it, Gilmagill.
Fine. Hello.
Hello again.
I'm a priest. Well, a deacon, really. And I was hoping to gain entry into Port Henry with my nun friends.
Hello again, for the first time.
Blessings, etc.
My nun friends.
They're women. I'll have to check my list. Let's see. Dress.
Just a couple of nuns.
Nothing suspicious about nuns.
Language.
Gods be with thee.
Prayers and Bibles.
Demeanour.
Timid, I think you'll agree.
I'm positively submissive.
Fullness of bosom.
Quit looking, you pervert.
Redness of hair.
Can't tell because of me at.
Habit, Captain.
Bless you.
Or any other characteristic that would identify as being piratical. Look. Fine, go in.
What?
Really?
Ta, lad.
Open the gate. Enjoy Port Henry.
You're just letting us inside.
Come along, Father.
Welcome to Books Boys. Every month, Nadine and PJ tell you all about the books they've been reading and make some recommendations for
from our old favourites, plus surprise call-ins from authors to talk about the works that they're writing, original music, prize giveaways, and more. That's Books Boys on BooksBoys.com and all good podcatchers. Books Boys. Get it. Buy it. Books.
Are you telling me, Commodores, that you are relying on some no-name guard to apprehend the Pirate Queen? The Pirate Queen?
They are very good guards, Governor.
I picked them myself.
They'll do their best, I'm sure.
She will find a way through. Her sort always does. And what then?
She'll be in Port Henry. The town.
Where the citizens will function as their own kind of pirate deterrent.
They do like to panic.
Screaming civilians. That's what awaits any besieging pirates.
We made it! Port Henry!
Morning, sisters.
One step closer to getting our lads back, Captain.
Good day, sisters.
Let's be having at that fort. What do you say, Gilmagill?
No, thank you.
Shut up, Gilbert.
Captain Conway.
Oh, you little swat.
Lottie.
Oh, just take the knife, Captain.
Lovely knife you have there, sister.
Try to get along, you two. Don't like seeing my crew bickering like you are.
Aye, Captain.
I'm no part of your crew.
Good day to these sisters.
Look, will you fuck off?
As you say, sister.
Why do they keep barging into our conversation?
Because you're dressed like nuns. There's a certain social expectation.
You're looking well, sister.
Not as well as you are, my cheeky chappy.
Lovely weather we're having, sisters.
Sod off before I cut off your feet and stick them up your ass.
As you say, sister.
Everyone's being so polite.
And they're ignoring my threats.
Again, nuns, there's a certain reputation.
For threats?
Some of them.
Threats of violence?
Some of them.
Upsettingly abhorrent threats of violence?
Yes, yes, some of them. I'm no happy about it, but yes.
Morning, sisters.
Choke on your own vomit.
I'll consider it, sisters.
Ugh.
Let's just get a walk into the fort.
So, what's the plan when you get to the fort?
For someone who's just a hostage, you're very keen on us having a plan.
I'm concerned that should someone decide to murder all the guards...
I'm listening.
...that I might get shot in the subsequent scuffle.
There's a morrow to you, sister.
Bugger off before I flay you alive and fashion your skin into a grotesque rug!
As you say, sister.
The plan, Gilmagill, is to stick to the plan what's been working so far. The plan of making up the plan as we go along.
That's not a plan.
And yet, it's been working.
Good day to you, sisters.
Look, will you leave us alone?
Pardon me, Father.
Oh, Captain, look! It's Mr. Bing's dress shop!
Ah, Mr. Bing! I remember him and his dressmaking with fondness. Pity we're in a rush. We'll have to catch up another time.
Couldn't we pop in for a visit now?
Of course not, you daft pirate wench! We're rescuing our lads! Why do you want to be dress shopping?
Well, I don't want to rescue Benny in a nun's dress.
Harbert.
Bless you.
I thought I could get something. Maybe something in white. And we've already got a priest.
I'm happy with me vestment.
Enough dallying! I want my lads back!
It's some sort of plan.
Maybe a little preparation.
No! To the fort!
Morning, sister.
Out of my way!
Ah.
Fall in, pirates!
Aye, Captain!
God bless you, sister.
Yes, the citizens of Port Henry will... prove a thick, screaming meat shield, ready to shriek in terror and alert our marines at a moment's notice.
And after that, they'll get to the fort, which is... well, it's not nice, is it?
What makes you say that?
Whew, there it is, the Port Henry Fort. It's big, for sure. Intimidating, most would find. I don't mind. But that was definitely the intention behind it.
And what was the intention behind stringing hundreds of dead pirates off the parapets?
To encourage pirates in the opposite direction, I should think.
Is it working?
Of course not. We've got a mission and a plan.
No, you don't.
Any familiar faces?
There's Captain Ghost. They've strung him up by his hook feet.
Oh, I can see Captain Pointy. They've helpfully nailed his monkey up next to him.
And
Captain Bloodwell. I wondered what he'd been up to.
Hanging around, it seems. I don't see any of our lads. That's good news.
But Granny always said not to fear the dead, but wish their souls well on the journey yet to come. I, however, am just shy of wetting my trousers.
You're a soft lad, but that's what we like about you. So, in we go.
In we go. Look at the bodies. This governor has a bloody vendetta against pirates. Aren't you the least bit concerned?
I'm a queen, Gilmagil. I'll face down any danger, sail into any storm, and pinch my nose to hide the smell of 1,000 rotting corpses.
I'm not going in there.
You'll walk or you'll die. Choose poorly, for my sake.
Where are you keeping all these knives?
Between my cheeks, you dog-collared coward.
Come on, Gilmagil. We may be pirates, but we ain't hanged pirates yet.
For God's sake, I'm not a pirate.
Look at them dead ones swinging in the breeze. Do you reckon the governor is going to bother to check? Let's go find these cells then.
Morning, ladies.
Blessings and all that.
Morning, my child.
I'm a man.
Apologies. Just saw the dress.
The vestments.
Pardon, sir. We're working stiffs, what is trained in the art of detaining, jailing and prison maintaining. Didn't go to no dress identification school for fancy boys and girls, didn't we, Ralph?
Yeah.
Be a priest, they said. People will treat you with respect, they said.
Shut your mouth, father, or I'll shut it with my fist.
Here, you're nuns, ain't ya?
Could you tell by their dresses?
Oh, I could tell by this one's attitude. Didn't go to school proper, but did go to a live nun experience every Sunday in my boyhood. We've had our mouths shut by a nun or two, haven't we, Ralph?
Yeah.
So, sisters and brother.
Father.
No. You can call me Hugo. What can we do for you?
We was hoping to get inside your prison cells.
Ah. Clergy come into the cells of the condemned for to redeem them souls before they're hanged and what have you. Got your sort coming round here all the time.
So you'll let us in?
No.
What?
Why not?
Sir, every man has the right to a last communion, to cleanse their soul before their final journey.
You're right, brother.
Father.
Isn't you, Ralph?
Yeah.
Everyone deserves to wink at God one last time. Counterpoint, there's no one in my cells due for executing, so no last communion is needed. But tell you what, you tell us what church you're bunking down in, and I'll run Ralph along to you when some poor bastard needs you. How's about that, brother?
Father.
Hugo.
We want to get in there now.
Sorry, sister. Under strict orders, no unnecessary visitation.
What if we employed gratuitous violence?
This ain't church, sister, so I prefer it if you didn't.
What do we do, Sister Captain?
I have... Oh, God, forgive me.
What is it, Brother Gilmagil?
It's Father.
What is?
I have an idea.
What is it, lad?
Sir, how do you feel about conjugal visits?
Another very popular reason for a visit. Many of the lads keep a copper or two about themselves so's they can have one last push before the final shove. Isn't that right, Ralph?
Yeah.
Good for morale. I'm very morale-focused as a jailkeeper. And you know what they say? An happy prison is an empty prison. But you don't look like no union girls what I've seen.
Show them your stitching at the front and the back and the tits.
What, these? Readily rippable, these seams are.
Can I take a peek at your union card?
I don't have ready access at the moment. Oh, I have put it inside myself. For safekeeping, you know.
I suppose then you always know where it is. What about you, sister?
I too have placed my union card inside myself and out of easy reach.
And what about you, fella?
Go on, Gilmagil.
Oh, God, forgive me. I have also placed my union card inside myself.
Well then, come on in.
Is that all it takes?
Makes sense. You're likely lasses, what with the tittles and your nun dresses.
But what about me?
Don't mind a mixed bag of back-alley minxes. Besides, Ralph is quite partial to a dirty priest with a rippable seam up the back. Ain't you, Ralph?
Yeah. I'm not convinced you've done enough.
You have our word that the Pirate Queen will soon be in your grasp.
And then we can all get back to our breakfast.
Ignore him, Governor. He's not himself till he's had a soft-boiled egg in the morning.
Ah, with dippy toast.
What I don't think you realise is that we are dealing with a career corsair, a woman who has spent her life lying and stealing and killing, whose murder of my daughter was but a step along the way to her dominion over the ocean.
She's just a lady.
She's the Pirate Queen!
Well, a Pirate Queen. And Governor, believe me, when she sails into Port Henry...
If she can trick the guards.
Get through the civilians.
And into the fort, well...
We do have one last surprise for her.
I'm meant to be a bastion of moral fortitude, not posing as a prostitute and busting pirates out of prison.
Funny where life takes you.
You've got a nose for piracy, I reckon.
You take that back.
Ideas what like you're having. You'd make a quality cabin boy if I was in the market.
But he'd have to stop being a priest.
I don't know, lass. I feel like priests are a lot more slutty than we give them credit for.
I feel like I'm going mad.
We has that effect on people. Now pipe down, Gilmagill. We're at the cells.
Why is it so quiet, Captain?
Why are all the sails unlocked?
And where are all our lads?
Some mightily good questions. Perhaps I can help in the way of answering them.
Mary Merton? Is that you?
It can't be!
Aye, Captain Conway. Tis I.
Who is that?
That's Captain Mary Merton.
She's the other pirate queen!
Queen featured the voices of
Rhiannon Mauchel as Captain Alice Conway, Jacqueline Osorio as Lottie,
Kieran Davey as Gil,
Dan Pye as Commodore Goodsir and Guard Juan,
Stephen Jobson as Commodore Parrot and Cordwell,
Andrew James Spooner as Governor Maybeck,
Matt James as Hugo and Captain Smith,
Rosie Williamson as Lizzie,
Lucy Claff as Molly,
and
Catherine Jones as Captain Mary Merton,
with additional voices by
Kieran Davey,
Matt James,
Rhiannon Mauchel, Jacqueline Osorio,
and Rosie Williamson.
Words by Kieran Davey. Theme composed by Matthew Samer and arranged by Andrew Chamberlain. And incidental music by Andrew Chamberlain.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.